Would the clerk please read item number two?
Item two, from the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract extension in the total amount of $6,951,643.98 with G4S Secure Solutions USA, Inc. to provide inmate transportation services for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office for the period effective October 4, 2015 through December 31, 2016, with two additional 12-month periods ending December 31, 2018, with the option to extend the original contract for two additional 12-month renewal periods for a total contract extension of 5 years. This item has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services for informational purposes only per Section 59.52 Sub 31 Sub D, Wisconsin statutes, and also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Very good, thank you. Good morning, Inspector. And would you introduce yourself and the gentleman with you at the table?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. With me this morning at the table is Deputy Inspector Kevin Klavich, one of our jail administrators, Bill Lefway, and our fiscal director. And then within the audience this morning is Michael Graybeck from G4S, who is their operations manager, and will be here to answer any questions should you have any. Before you is a request to authorize a contract with G4S regarding inmate transportation. It's a three-year, our initial contract with a potential of 2 1-year extensions. It's a rather massive contract as far as inmate transportation goes, including the Milwaukee County Jail, Milwaukee County House of Correction, many state and one federal organization, as well as the Bell Phillips Center. We transport approximately 34,000 inmates a year, 21,000 inmates simply between Milwaukee County Jail and the House of Correction. G4S currently has our contract. There was a competitive bid that went out, an RFP. Deputy Inspector McClavich can go through any specifics on that particular RFP process and Bill Lefley on the fiscal end. This contract includes moving the number of inmates, which I stated. It also includes three passenger buses, 9 15 passenger vans, a 10,000 square foot garage, 22 transportation officers that will be involved in the movement of the inmates, a project manager, several inmate personnel, and that's pretty much wraps up the summary of the contract. We'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from committee members? Inspector, I see there were two bids. Is this a pretty limited area in which people are able to bid on this? So I guess it would have been nice to have more than two competitive bids.
Mr. Chairman, that certainly was one of our issues. We put this out. We actually had made it known to several other companies that this RFP was coming out. The biggest issue with the majority of the companies that do this type of work is this is such an expansive contract that there's very few that had the desire to try and take on such a massive amount of transportation. So yes, this was limited to the two bidders, and the other ones that potentially could have done it determined they didn't want to bid on this bigger contract.
Okay. I don't see any other questions from committee members. I do have a card from Mr. Graybeck, so maybe we'll ask him to come up and speak, and maybe that'll engender another question or two.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with whatever you have.
I'm here to answer any questions you possibly have about the contract and that partnership.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Graybeck? Supervisor Broderick?
I would. Is the contract going to be available prior to the board meeting
for review?
It was unavailable at the time that it was printed. Is it online?
Well, I know I'm trying to download it and have been down, trying to download it, and it's not coming through on my iPad. That might be the same thing.
It's the same experience I had.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the wonder of technology, it's getting it there. I have it in real paper, which it just became available. At least I only got it in the last day or two. So, yes, you would be able to have it, read through it before board day.
That answers my question, Mr. Chair.
Presuming you do it in the old-fashioned method with paper as opposed to technology.
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, we'll be happy today before, within the hour, we'll have hard copies placed in everyone's mailbox.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, well, I would say thank you for being here, and again, I'm sorry, Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I see resolutions, fiscal note here, even though it's noticed for informational purposes. Is the idea to just present in this venue, in this, in judiciary, and take it up in finance? Is that
right? Finance will be voting on this item.
Okay.
This is just an informational report so that the members of this committee have a chance to get familiar with the contract.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Again, I appreciate you being here today. If there's questions between now and board day, we know where to find you. So thank you very much.
Thank you.